It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Every American should be asking their own member of Congress whether they think it's okay that the president broke the law, used his position of power to pressure the president of Ukraine by withholding foreign aid and in trying to insist that he initiate investigations against the president's political opponents.
I haven't seen anything in the transcript. I haven't seen anything in the drive. I looked at Mike Pompeo's speech today. I haven't seen anything he's done that I think is wrong or inappropriate. So,
live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Now, in terms of calling witnesses, they are, in this resolution, allowed to propose witnesses. And if we turn down any of their requests, they can call for a vote.
Republicans can protest, bring it to a full committee vote, but there are more Democrats than Republicans on the committee. So it really isn't a fully bipartisan process in that way.
No, Democrats are definitely in the driver's seat.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
President Trump and First Lady Melania are apparently moving. They have filed the paperwork to move to Florida.
Is this about being harassed by local officials? Is this about taxes? Is this about re-election politics? Florida swing state? Because this is unprecedented.
Not everything is a conspiracy theory.
Unchained and unstoppable.
How did you kill Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, Trevor, the things they say are so ridiculous. Honestly, I don't know what I ever did to get them so upset.
I'm going to make sure that we rejoin the Paris Peace Accord on day one.
What year do you think it is?
Late in 1972, the North Vietnamese government officially agreed to the terms of the Paris Peace Accords.
We today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Joe Biden is back in the time machine again today.
He is Tuck Everlasting. He has seen things that we have no idea. He's been around forever. It's amazing.
Yes.
He's a national treasure, really.
And Elizabeth Warren, his chief competitor, has promised that her new plan, $52 trillion, it's going to cost $52 trillion, but it's going to mean more money in your pocket. That's right.
That's what I think when I hear $52 trillion price tag. There's going to be more money for me.
Don't tax you. Don't tax me. Tax that fellow behind the tree. That's I've summed it up for you. That's all you need to know about her plan. There it is right there. Go ahead.
Oh, I also have a theory, Howie. I know that CNN, Allison Camerota, and all those guys, they're coming up with a lot of different reasons why Trump might be moving taxes, you know, other things like that. Here's a theory. New York City is run by Bill de Blasio. There's trash all over the streets and rats. And Florida is sunny, and where he stays in Palm Beach is very clean. So
have you noticed that? Grace, have you ever been there?
I've noticed you can eat off the streets in Palm Beach. And if you ate off the streets in New York City, you might want to go to the doctor after.
Yeah. You need Medicare for all.
It's like this is what they're putting their brain power into. Why would he be doing this? Anyone with a brain could see, oh, that makes sense. I would do that.
And what's this thing? It's unprecedented.
Oh, he loves that word. What is that guy's name from CNN?
Wait, so did Obama move back to Chicago? Or did he move back to Hawaii? No, he moved to D.C. and now he's got a place in Massachusetts. I mean, how is this unprecedented? A president of the United States is moving.
Well, everything Trump does is unprecedented. We know this. Absolutely everything. Okay, so now it's time for Grace's News. And it's Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there, TGIF. I want to start with an interesting story. Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle, who you know I'm big fans of them both, are venturing into hostile...
He's going to be on the show next week.
Well, that's not the hostile territory.
No.
Because he'll be warmly received here. When he goes on The View, however, I don't know how well they're going to receive him. I guess co-host Joy Behar made the announcement today, prompting a loud chorus of ooze from the disbelieving studio audience.
Well, this was the same show where they said Whoopi Goldberg said earlier on Monday, isn't the world better off without him? referring to, of course, the dead terrorist. And Joy Behar responded, "Who's who?"
No, no. Which guy are you talking about? The terrorist or Trump? Was the gist of it. I'm not sure if that's exactly what she said, but yeah, that's humor. That's why she's a comedian. If you don't get it, that's just because you're not a comedian like Joy.
So I wonder if Donald Trump Jr. will ask her about that bon mot.
In other news, Biden slides to fourth in new Iowa poll.
Fourth?
Yes, fourth. This just came out. Buttigieg.
Maybe he just wants
surges.
To, maybe he wants to get in the time machine and just go back 3 or 4 months instead of all the way back to 1972. Because he was number one a few months ago, right?
Dude, he should get back in that time machine to the day before he decided to run for president and say, you know what?
Which time? All of his runs for president have been unmitigated disasters.
Well, today, Taylor and I were watching the award ceremony where President Obama gave him the, was it the Medal of Honor?
Medal of Freedom.
Medal of Freedom, and he started to cry, and I looked at Taylor and said, that right then is when he should have taken his chips and cashed out and gone home. Like, gone out on top. You always want to go out on top, you know?
Or as Kenny Rogers once said, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away, know when to run.
Know
run,
when
Joe.
RFK and MLK were assassinated.
don't you mean don't run? Don't run?
Don't run. Exactly. Yeah, so that it's not looking good. But for Pete Buttigieg, he is surging in the polls. The Massachusetts senator poll, that would be
you know
Elizabeth
what?
Warren.
I'm going to give you an aphorism to explain his rise in the polls. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man shall lead.
Oh.
I mean, he's rather dreadful, but he's somewhat less dreadful than the septuagenarians in the race.
Right. Like, it's not a hard competition that he's in, so he's looking better and better.
Against Biden, Warren, and Bernie.
I mean, every day that
he starts to look good.
Every day that you don't pretend to be a Native American, don't have a massive heart event, and, you know, don't have a son who is taking millions of dollars from the Ukraine, you're looking pretty good. You show up and you don't have a stain on your shirt and it's like, hey, you might win this thing. You could be the next president. I wonder if Kirsten Gillibrand's like, I dodged out too early.
Yeah.
I could have been a contender.
Can I get back in? Let me back in.
Beto's like, no, stay out. Where is Beto, by the way?
Beto ain't coming back.
He hasn't dropped out yet, though.
No.
Because that will be a huge news story for 45 seconds and then we'll all move on.
People will say, I didn't know he was still in the race.
They'll be like, which one's he again? Oh, Skater Boy, right?
Oh, he's the one who got arrested for drunk driving and then ran away from the accident. And then he broke into the college building and got arrested for burglary. That guy. And then he married the billionaire's daughter.
And then he ate dirt. he's such an interesting story.
And he spent $70 million to lose in Texas.
He really needs to write a memoir. We need to know more about Beto. We need to dig deeper.
We need 2 or 3 memoirs, just like Obama.
Yeah, exactly. Bill Clinton fuels more speculation that Hillary might run in 2020. We actually have this sound clip where Bill is saying she might run. This is cut 21, Taylor.
I'm the only one who's not running for anything and ever. Or at least she may or may not ever run for anything, but I can't legally run for president again.
Ooh.
He said that on Halloween, so that's the Clinton version of trick or treat.
I mean, I do think there's a chance that she might run, and here's why. And I talked about this with Howie yesterday off the air. David Axelrod, who is a big Obama guy, I think.
Yeah.
He's really going hard against Joe Biden, and the only reason I would think that he said
Joe Biden is in the – he's the first politician he's ever seen who's in the candidate protection program.
Right.
Not the witness protection.
It was a
candidate
really
protection program.
Damning article. And my only thought is that maybe he thinks Hillary's going to get back in, because if it weren't Biden, he'd go for Hillary. He's not going to go for Bernie or Elizabeth Warren. Those aren't his kind of candidates. But if Hillary jumps back in,
Rahm Emanuel, another guy from Chicago, from that mob, is, he's down on Elizabeth Warren too, saying she's full of it.
She's full of it, and she's a very, very scary if you're someone who likes to keep your own money. I mean, I know that's not everybody.
Wait a second. didn't you just hear the sound cut we played earlier today? It's going to be $11 trillion coming back to the middle class once she pushes through this plan. She's only going to tax rich people.
You know what's so funny, though? Like, I know there's celebrities like John Legend and all these people who have oodles and oodles of money, and they're like, I want to pay higher taxes because it's like it literally won't make a difference to them. They're so rich that it won't make a difference. But even with those people, if we need trillions of dollars, like, I hope you want to pay more taxes because we actually might need all your money, too.
I'm going to read the letter that Leon Cooperman, he's a hedge fund billionaire from New York. Mm-hmm. She's been in a Twitter war with him the last few days.
I love
she's
the
got,
Twitter
she's
war.
Got a whole, she, he's got, he sent her a whole letter. It's a really, really good letter. I'm going to read it later on in this hour.
He came armed to the Twitter war.
Yes. Yes. He put her down big time. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beets. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Joe Biden says Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plan is a bunch of malarkey. Who do you believe?
In this case, I'm with Time Machine Joe.
1% say they're with Chief Sitting Bull Warren.
Spreading Bull.
Spreading Bull.
All right. Thank you. What do you got, Grace?
All righty. I first want to let everyone know that my interview with Mayor Marty Walsh is officially up. You can get it on Howie's Twitter. He tweeted it out. I tweeted it out. It's also on HowieCarshow.com. If you click on the podcasts, it's getting great reviews. People are really liking it. So please check that out. And a big thank you to Matthews Brothers, who I am wearing today. And their sponsor is behind me for sponsoring the podcast. It lets me do really cool things like go to City Hall and go into the Eagle Room, which is really cool. All right. Here's a headline, Howie, that I think you'll find interesting from the Boston Globe.
Uh-oh.
There's a shortage of high school game officials in Massachusetts, and abusive fans are at fault.
I'd say that headline is miswritten.
Oh.
Give it to me. You're like an editor.
Go ahead.
There's a shortage of high school game officials in Massachusetts, and Donald Trump is at fault.
Oh, well, it's funny you should say that.
I haven't read the story, but I'm going to guess that somehow it's Donald Trump's fault.
Yeah, about the fifth paragraph in, they don't mention Trump by name, but they do say, longtime game officials trace the problem to the coarsening of public discourse.
That's a synonym for Donald Trump.
And a culture that increasingly tolerates cursing in public settings.
Oh, well, he's the first person who ever cursed in public.
And make sport of character attacks.
Nonsense. This has been going on for years. Helicopter parenting and living vicariously through people's children. And
no, but I'll tell you something else that's been going on for years, Taylor. The Boston Globe.
Well,
everything
I know,
is blamed
I
on
that.
Donald Trump.
I get that, but the substance of the point of the entire article is saying that, you know, parents are becoming more and more outspoken at games and getting in the faces of people.
Yeah. I've had that happen before at games where someone's mom or dad. My mom and dad knew at a very young age with me that I was never going to be an athlete. So my dad was very relaxed during the whole game.
Yeah, so was I.
If I happened to, when I played ice hockey, if I touched the puck at some point, if I made contact.
He was happy. Yeah.
He would start going,
right,
high-fiving people, saying, she touched the puck! So he wasn't going to get in a fight with anyone. But the girls who were really good, their parents would go wackadoo. They'd get thrown out.
Well,
you're out of here!
Well, that's because they're looking at money. They're thinking they're going to get a scholarship or something. They're going to play for some Division I team.
Yeah,
this was before the transgender movement. And, you know, women's hockey, like everything else, is on its way out, I think. You know, speaking of stories that are being, you know, played the wrong way, you remember we had yesterday, we had Victor Davis Hanson on talking about California?
Yes, yes, that was a great interview.
Yeah. There's a story today in The Atlantic. California is becoming unlivable.
Becoming.
And you know what the problem is? Climate change is turning it into a tinderbox. We talked about this. It's odd that climate change is turning California into a tinderbox, but it's not turning in any of the neighboring states, Nevada, Oregon, Arizona. They're not turning into tinderboxes. So climate change is singling out California.
Pretty tough to burn sand in Nevada, Howie.
Is there? Yeah, but I mean, there's a plenty of desert in California as well.
Wait, I have a question, though. If climate change is responsible for turning California into a
tinderbox,
who's responsible for turning it into a litter box? Because the only stories I hear about it, it seems like there's a lot of poop going on.
Is there anything climate change can't do?
Yeah, maybe climate change is making everybody a little, their stomach's a little upset.
How dare you?
Just saying. And really sad news, this just broke today. And if I mispronounce this, I am sorry. Saoirse Kennedy Hill. Sorry, it's a tough name. It's an Irish name. Kennedy Hill died of an accidental drug overdose. This just broke today. Really, really sad. The granddaughter of Robert F.
Kennedy. Yeah, the
medical
examiner's report.
Died of an accidental overdose from a toxic cocktail of drugs, including methadone, alcohol, and a handful of prescription drugs that were found in her system. She died at the family's famous Cape Cod compound on August 1st. After a long night of partying in Hyannisport. Really sad, just a beautiful young girl who, by all accounts, was lovely and
Two of my daughters knew her, and they went to high school and college with her, and they said she was a great kid.
It's always sad when something like that happens with someone so young because, you know, there's just so much life left to live. In other news, Hillary Clinton, as we said, she's kind of teasing that she might get into the race, but
teasing or threatening?
She's been doing all these like book tours with Chelsea. I mean, Taylor was watching some of them today. It just doesn't seem to me like she'd be doing this if there was no other reason behind it. There's got to be something going on there.
Well, she's got prying eyes watching the Clinton Foundation now, so she has to go out and make money legitimately by selling books.
Do you think they have like a good nest egg, though, at home? Like they could retire, right?
Just a couple hundred million.
Yeah, it's like, give it up. Stop writing these crappy books. You're killing trees, man.
They're not that concerned. They're about as concerned about killing trees as the Obamas are about the
rising
new mansion washing away their beachfront property.
Guys, Conversations with Grace. Check it out. Mayor Marty Walsh. I'm so excited about this. HowieKarcher.com. Make sure you listen today.
I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. There was a story last week in the Wall Street Journal about the impeachment fiasco or farce, whatever you want to call it. And it had an amazing quote from Alexis de Tocqueville. He's the guy who wrote Democracy in America. He was a Frenchman. He visited the country in the 1830s, sort of the Andrew Jackson years. And I'd never seen this quote before, but he was so prescient. He described so many things that have occurred. And he just hit the nail on the head in 1835. And he could have been writing about Adam Schiff. This is what he said. A decline of public morals in the United States will probably be marked by the abuse of power of impeachment as a means of crushing political adversaries or ejecting them from office. I mean, there it is, right there. you know, it's like John Adams saying, this is a republic that's designed only for a moral people. And it's not going to work if you don't have a moral population. That's what he said. And this is just a variation on that. Alex de Tocqueville said it, Alexis de Tocqueville said it a generation later. This is from Julie Kelly. I always tell Grace, you know, she writes for the Boston Herald like I do now. And I always tell her, keep your leads very short. But, you know, there's exceptions to everything. So this is from American Greatness. This is Julie Kelly today. And the headline is The Impeachment Shift Show. This is not a short lead, but it sums it up perfectly, like de Tocqueville. After preparing a failed bill of particulars against the president, Russian election collusion, porn star payoffs, income tax evasion, obstruction of justice, the emoluments clause, the 25th Amendment, the Charlottesville rally, the two Michaels, Avenatti and Cohen, Deutsche Bank, Alpha Bank, and Orange Man Bad, Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat, California, finally has Trump dead to rights. A quid pro quo. Without the quid, the pro, or the quo. Again, perfect summation. Not as succinct as de Tocqueville, but it really boiled it all right down. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. I've been enjoying you on radio since your Jerry Williams days, so I've been around as long as you have.
Thanks.
A little while ago, you were talking about 2015 and the things that the FBI and the CIA had been doing towards Donald Trump. And I was thinking back to that time. I was a Ted Cruz guy at the time. I'm now a Donald Trump guy all the way. But Ted Cruz was leading at that time. And I was wondering, were there investigations into other candidates as well as Mr. Trump?
That is a really good question, Jim, and I think Rand Paul has addressed that, the senator from Kentucky. He said he said in the last year or so that he thinks there were investigations into other candidates, and I think that may be what we're going to find out. I'm not sure in the Inspector General's report, but maybe down the road when John Durham returns indictments against some of these people. I think there's a very good possibility. You know, did you see the latest today that there are now references, apparently Senators Johnson, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin and Chuck Grassley from Iowa, they wrote a letter to Bill Barr last April. They had some text messages between the FBI lovebirds, Strzok and Page, and they're referring to a guy in the White House named Charlie. And they say, and Senators Grassley and Johnson said, can you find out who this guy Charlie is? We can't figure out who he is. And have you seen the name of the so-called whistleblower, Jim?
Yes, I have.
And his name is Charamella. Kind of a tongue twister of a name, right? Sometimes people get nicknames, right? So if your name was Charamella, maybe they'd start calling you Charlie, right? That's a new theory now. This guy, Charamella, who went to prep school and then to Yale and then to Harvard, and he brags about having gone overseas 28 times, and he's just a pajama boy, as Rush Limbaugh described him, he may have been literally planted in the White House by the deep state to take out Donald Trump.
Wow. Thank you for that information, Howie.
Yeah. No, it's it's out there. Dan Bongino has been talking about it a lot today. It's all over there. Charlie. Look, Google Johnson and Grassley and Charlie, and you can actually look at the letter that they sent to Barr. So obviously, they have large staffs, different committees are investigating. They obviously knew something. Or they wouldn't have sent that letter. And that letter was sent in April. It's now November.
Thank God for the deep state.
How sick is that guy? That's one of the former heads of the CIA under Obama. I think his name is McLaughlin. Thank God for the deep state. Thank God for subverting the constitutional republic. A republic if you can keep it. Those were the words of Ben Franklin. A republic if you can keep it. We can't keep it with people like Charlie and McLaughlin and Strzok and Page and Comey and Brennan and Clapper. We're not going to be able to keep it. Thanks for the call, Jim. Marie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marie.
Thank you, sir. I just want to say that Newsmax is such a special program.
Thank you.
And all right. My message is for my mother and my family, and it's to the all-powerful, and it's God bless the Constitution of the United States of America. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Marie. I appreciate that. And thanks for watching Newsmax. Keep watching us. We're on every day. Ray, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, I was just watching all these polls coming up on all this millennial stuff with Biden or, you know, the social stuff, free for all.
Right.
Why don't the parents talk to these kids?
Ray, the problem is the kids spend more time with their teachers than they do with the parents after the age of five or six, don't they? And that's where they get indoctrinated, and it's really a serious problem. I don't know what we're gonna do. I mean, they're learning this this nonsense, and it's indoctrination. It's bad. I'm not sure what the answer is. I mean, I know people say homeschooling, but how, you know, that's a nice thought, but you know, most of us, you know, can't manage that. So we have to trust them to teachers. And, you know, some of us send our kids to parochial schools or private schools, but you know, not everybody can afford that. Most people can't afford that, or there aren't any good parochial or private schools in their neighborhoods. So we have to rely on the public school systems, and they're number one, they're just not teaching them the three R's: reading, writing, and arithmetic. And number two, they're indoctrinating them in this totalitarian nonsense. I don't know what the answer is, Ray. I wish I did. Thanks for the call. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know how it really gets me? The environment Nazis want to blame man-made global warming for these forest fires.
Right.
But what they don't tell you, okay, is they're responsible, and I'll tell you why they're responsible. Instead of allowing the state of California to create enough fire stock.
I know, Russ, we talked about this with Victor Davis Hanson. He lives in the Golden State yesterday. I mean, it's clear to everybody. I mean, Trump was tweeting out about this, and then Jerry Brown, the former governor, has the audacity to go to Washington this week and blame the Republicans. The Republicans haven't had any power in Sacramento for how long? You know, I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger was, you know, he was a rhino, basically. He was and he hasn't been in office for what, 12, 14 years.
Howie, I want to add one other thing. It's also this dead, dried wood that they refuse to clean
right.
up forests. And that's also here in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
We've got more problems here than we ever had with forest fires because of the dead wood.
Well, Victor Davis Hanson was laughing yesterday, or chuckling about it, because it's not really funny, that they say, well, it's better for the beetles if they let the dead wood just drop down. Is it good for the beetles if a forest fire starts, Russ, and you have this conflagration that burns up 12 square miles? You think that's good for insects or little furry creatures or anybody?
Howie, that's the stupidity, the animal rights nuts.
Yeah, I know. This is crazy. And now it's gotten so bad that, you know, PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, is broke. They're bankrupt. They're being sued. And, you know, they have to have all these giveaway programs for the woke communities and the disadvantaged. And so even if they were allowed to start cleaning up all this deadwood and start the clear cutting that they need to be doing what they've always done in the past, since they've had electric power lines, they don't have the money. They're bankrupt. What are they going to do? Oh, they're going to let the government take over. Oh, okay. The government does such a great job with everything else that they get involved with, right? They've done such a great job with, oh, I don't know, light rail in California. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie. Oh, okay, Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Howie. And congratulations to the Republicans who finally are sticking together, voting against, and we can thank Adam Schiff, voting against the proven liar, Adam Schiff's secret sham impeachment. Adam yep. Schiff, who lied for over 2 years, claiming he had evidence President Trump
he's still lying. I saw him lie on CNN last night with Fredo. Mark, he said he can't speak to the substance of what's going on, meaning that, you know, despite what you've heard, like from reading the transcripts, that no laws have been violated, he can't speak to the substance. And Mark, by the way, did you see that speaking of lying Democrats, did you see that this guy from Maryland, Raskin, he went on TV last night and said that Jamie Raskin is his name. He said it was a bipartisan move to impeach Donald Trump. You know why it was bipartisan, Mark? Because that guy Amash, who was a Republican from Michigan who dropped out of the party, he's now an independent. That was the one non-Democrat who voted. So there were all these Democrats and this guy who was a Republican dropout who's now an independent. So this guy Raskin from Maryland says it was a bipartisan vote yesterday.
Because they're desperate, Howie. And by the way, Mr. Schiff also lied about his contacts with the whistleblower.
Right.
And may I make one comment on the Indian, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Her Warren's European socialist healthcare proposal, what she, the socialist Dems, and the fake media will never mention, aside from not being able to pay for this, Howie, and please get this out to your colleagues, they need to message. People will be forced to wait like they are in Europe. My mother-in-law was in severe pain, needed a hip replacement in Europe. She was forced to wait in severe pain for over 1 year before she could be admitted to a hospital. Howie, this needs to get out there. And
Mark, I don't think, if you've been paying attention, I don't think it's a secret. Remember when Obama was president? He used to say at some point you just say to somebody, you don't need the operation. We just give you a handful of pills and send you home. I mean, he was saying that publicly 10 years ago and people weren't paying attention. Thanks for the call, Mark. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
This guy, Jamie Raskin from Maryland, who said it was a bipartisan vote because this Justin Amash, who's an independent, voted with the Democrats to impeach Trump yesterday. I know it'll shock you, but he went to Harvard and Harvard Law School. Oh, what a surprise, huh? They call him Rain Tax Raskin. I guess he promoted a rain tax, a tax on, you know, runoff from the storms when he was in the Maryland legislature. That's the kind of guy he is, if you know what I mean. So if he'll lie about taxing the need to tax rain from the sky, he'll lie about anything. 844-500-4242. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur. You there?
Hello? Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Howie. I want to know what's happened to the Inspector General's report, and where's Bill Barr? He's doing nothing. He seems to be as useless as our former attorney.
I don't know. I don't think he deserves to hear that. Sessions, by the way, says he may run for the Senate again against Jones. The Democrats are in trouble in Alabama. in among other states. But I think Barr's working hard. He's been to Italy twice, Arthur, with John Durham. I mean, they're if they're not interviewing Mifsud, they're listening to interviews that he gave to the Italian authorities about this deep state collusion hoax. I don't know where the Inspector General's report is. I was kind of hoping it would come out today, actually. But, you know, I think I blame the FBI. I think they're dragging their feet. They want to make revisions in the report and answer certain charges that are made against them. I mean, you know, I know Ray, the director, is being defended by Barr, but I think that's one of probably the worst appointment Donald Trump has made. Christopher Wray is replacing James Comey. Thanks for the call. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George, quickly.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
I think one of the best reforms we could make would be to go back to the spoil system. An incoming administration sweeps everybody out of office.
I agree. Civil service reform was a really overrated reform, wasn't it? Kind of like allowing the public workers to unionize. That was another terrible idea. You know who had the right idea about this, not allowing public workers to unionize? Franklin Delano Roosevelt and also Calvin Coolidge. They had it's been nothing but trouble. That was one of the worst things JFK ever did. He allowed federal workers to unionize, and that was 1963, and what was it, 18 years later, we had a strike of the air traffic controllers. Ronald Reagan had to clean up the mess that JFK left behind. I'm Howie Carr.